This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, June 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. School meal proposals coming this year, says Deputy Secretary Vaden. Cargill Chief comments on CRP acreage and trade missions ahead. The Agriculture Department will seek comment later this year on proposals aimed at aligning new federal dietary guidelines with school meal standards. That's the word of Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden. The Trump administration's message earlier this year on eating real, unpackaged food must now go through a regulatory process that considers both affordability and the best nutrition science, Vaden said at a Wall Street Journal Global Food Forum in Chicago yesterday. Vaden also noted that reducing ultra-processed food in schools doesn't, quote, necessarily have to result from more scratch cooking. What it does mean is purchasing more whole food items and fewer items that have already been pre-seasoned or otherwise processed. More fruits and vegetables, more whole meats, fewer things like pizza and what have you, which may be popular on certain days, but they certainly were when I was in elementary school, but they're not necessarily the best for you. You can read more about Vaden's remarks, prospects for a Senate farm bill, EPA's pesticide registration decisions, and state data privacy laws in today's AgriPulse newsletter. A Cargill executive says opening additional Conservation Reserve Program land for grazing could help with efforts to restock the shrunken U.S. beef herd, which is currently the smallest it's been since 1951. In a panel discussion at the Wall Street Journal's Global Food Forum yesterday, Cargill Senior Vice President and Managing Director of Beef, Jared Gillig, said opening CRP land to cattle could help offset forage pressures caused by years of drought. Gillig said that when it comes to rebuilding the beef herd, quote, a lot of it comes down to grass. As of January, U.S. cattle and calf inventory stood at only 86.15 million head. That according to the USDA's most recent survey. CRP pays farmers to remove environmentally sensitive land from production. Some haying and grazing are already allowed at emergency situations on CRP land and roll through the program's general sign-up. A delegation of ag industry representatives is traveling to Argentina and Ecuador for trade missions led by Luke Lindbergh, USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, that according to an agency press release. Among those in the delegation, representatives from California Almonds, the U.S. Poultry and Egg Export Council, the U.S. Grains and Byproducts Council, U.S. Livestock Genetics Export, Inc., the U.S. Meat Export Federation, the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and U.S. Wheat Associates. The U.S. in 2025 exported $166 million in seeds, essential oils, livestock genetics, tree nuts, and other items to Argentina, and $595 million in agricultural products, including soybean meal, wheat, and other feeds to Ecuador, that according to the release. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA's 18-month delay of poultry competition rule under the 1921 Packards and Stockyards Act is getting a big thumbs down from Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. I'm very, very disappointed, the Iowa Republican told reporters yesterday. Antitrust laws are pretty important. USDA should need more time to enforce a law that's been on the books for at least 100 years, he said. The Trump administration said it needs more time to study effects of the Biden-era rule, leading it to postpone a July 1 implementation until the end of next year. The regulation is needed for transparency and accountability, according to Senator Grassley. Grassley said for too long, meatpackers have used the system to pit chicken growers against one another for higher compensation. This enforcement delay puts a priority of vertical integrated meatpackers over the livelihood of family farmers, Grassley said, while urging USDA to quickly reconsider the delay. A case of New World screwworm has been found 25 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border, marking the nearest confirmed detection to the U.S. during the outbreak. The case involved a 5-year-old goat in the state of Coahuila in northern Mexico, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said during a press call yesterday. Rollins said Mexico has allowed the U.S. to, quote, surge in staff to address the issue. Mexico has been, quote, very willing to take our money to rebuild some facilities, she added. We've staved it off for almost a year, Rollins said. Hopefully, we can continue to do that. The Interior Department hopes to roll out its environmental review of new guidelines for Colorado River management sometime this summer that will establish a 10-year framework and allow for adaptive management of the river's flows over the next 2 years, an agency official said yesterday. Speaking at the 2026 AgriPulse West Summit in Sacramento, Assistant Interior Secretary for Water and Science, Andrea Trivenic, said the agency is currently speaking with leaders from 7 states that share the river about what the next 2 years of water management should look like. States have been divided in past water sharing negotiations. We have the 4 upper basin states coming together. They've got great ideas. The 3 lower basin states coming together. They've got great ideas, Trivenic said, adding that the question is now, how do we merge those to try to come up with some sort of decision? Officials from Arizona, California, and Nevada, the 3 lower basin states, recently pitched Interior on a plan to use 3.2 million less acre feet of water in 2027 and 28 to, quote, stabilize the system in the face of deteriorating hydrology, that according to their plan. Meanwhile, the lower basin states have requested mediation. Here's today's final word. I'm an amateur gardener. I don't use any pesticide that I don't have to use, but when my orange trees are covered with black soot from scale or something, I've got to do something. So I think we're all on the same side here. Nobody wants to use pesticides. They're not a luxury. They're a necessity, and we have to figure out how to get the safest ones and how to reduce the use and how to continue to make progress with the technology so we can avoid using chemicals in the future. That the word of Bayer CEO Bill Anderson responding to a question about the Make America Healthy Again movement during the Wall Street Journal's Global Food Forum yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, June 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.